there's going to be opportunities there where you get behind. And what you do to claw back at it is so important. And Michigan just continued to do that. It's very similar to that Big Ten tournament. I thought Wisconsin had a chance to put Michigan out of that Big Ten tournament. They didn't. Michigan just kept coming back and coming back and coming back, and then it was a tight game.
Yeah, they have a way about them. There is no question about that. And you mentioned Golden with that double-double. He had four fouls for a little while.
Absolutely.
And he avoided the fifth, which, again, speaks to some savvy under fire in a physical
Absolutely.
Game against Texas A&M. But very, very yeah. impressive performance for the Michigan Wolverines today as the Big Ten now 10-0, Butchie,
yeah.
in this NCAA tournament. So no pressure, Wisconsin. But you're next
yeah,
against
absolutely.
BYU.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. You had to say that. I'm not the jinx. I'm not saying anything. I'm not living that life. I did that maybe once in the Big Ten tournament. I'm not doing it twice.
It's been special here so far for this conference, and the Badgers are going to need to be special for sure here against a BYU team, as we mentioned, is hot coming into this tournament. They have won 10 of their last 11. They took care of VCU on Thursday. The final score was, I think, it, with all due respect to VCU, that final score was a tad deceiving.
Very much so.
Because BYU had control of that game. Now, VCU early had an indication that this thing could be pretty interesting because they're a very good defensive team out of the A-10 conference, but BYU just stayed with it,
yeah,
and then pulled
very much so, and then that's what it was. I mean, you look at this, and I think that's the thing with BYU. They have so many people, and you got to keep people in check. The game in front of us, you talk about Roddy Gale doing what he was doing. I remember the Big Ten tournament. He pulled up with that hamstring, and we didn't know if he was going to be back.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, we didn't know if he was going to be back. And then all of a sudden, he's been really good for the Michigan team, but he hasn't been that. I mean, he wasn't that for the Michigan all year long. And all of a sudden, he steps up and, plays a great game, and Michigan finds a way when the rest of the guards for Michigan didn't necessarily do that. Now, the same thing in this game. If you're Wisconsin, you don't want somebody from BYU to go off, whether it's, Baker, who's averaged 7.6 points a game, and all of a sudden he puts a 20 spot on. That's how these things get out of control and change a little bit. So you just stay disciplined to what you're doing. File the scouting report and don't let somebody have a night. If they're going to beat you, they're going to beat you working for all of it.
Yep. All right. By the way, this game will tip at 7:27 Central Time. 7:27 Central Time will be the tip for the Badgers and BYU. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Let's get into this. We have more time to kill before the Badgers and the Cougars play. First, we'll update you on some other scores going on. Of course, Michigan just winning here. 2 minutes and change remaining. West regional game. Texas Tech leading Drake now, starting to pull away 71-58. Creighton and Auburn are at the half. Creighton, a team, is playing some pretty good ball here. 37-35 over Bruce Pearl's Auburn Tigers. What you got on that?
That'd be really good for my family bracket we put together. I got the three kids, my wife, and me. Oh, hey, I know. Just for fun. Me, my three kids, and my wife. I'll tell you, I don't know. I might get cookies if I win. But, hey, it'd be a good thing. The reason I liked it is because you look at Kalkbrenner and what he can do against Broome. As far as, player of the year, but size against him makes it difficult.
Yep.
And then Creighton can, guard play. Obviously, we can't watch that, so I'm not sure how that's playing out. But when I watched that matchup, I liked it because you've got a big incumbent runner that's going to be able to make life difficult in the paint.
Other games today in the round of 32, two Midwest regional games. Gonzaga against Houston, UCLA, and Tennessee. Remember when people were saying Gonzaga was kind of down for the count?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, well, maybe not.
I don't. Well, that's going to be a tough
game.
And that's that's for Gonzaga. It's a tough draw. I think Houston's the best team. Now, it doesn't mean that Gonzaga can't come and find a way to sneak out a win there. But I just really like the tenacity, and I like the toughness of Houston. We saw it in front of us, and I'm very intrigued with this game. As this plays out, the physicality has stepped up. We've seen it the entire NCAA tournament. And I just wonder how that's going to play out, if it's going to be allowed to be physical tonight, if it's going to be one of those where it's a little bit of a tighter whistle. Throughout the NCAA tournament, from what I've watched, it looks like they've let him play a lot more than even what we've seen in the regular season a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. We do have some time here before the tip. We had a chance yesterday to catch up with Carter Gilmore. The Badgers showed a little of their toughness when it was starting to get a little too interesting in the early minutes of the second half. The Badgers were, you know, a couple times looked like they were going to get separation, up 10, up 11, and then Montana would come down and bang a couple threes in the second half. All of a sudden, it was 51-47. And then Carter Gilmore from up top hit a monster three that gave the Badgers a little more separation, 54-47, and they were off and running from there en route to a 19-point victory, 85-66 over the Big Sky Conference champion Montana Grizzlies. Not the first time Carter Gilmore has stepped up with his offense, so I asked him half jokingly, because he made some plays early on the defensive end, and I asked Gilly, did anybody ask you about your defense on Thursday against Montana?
Those seem to get forgotten about pretty fast. I think I could make all those plays, but if a three ball goes in, that's just that's where all I think the fans and stuff turn to. But no, I think that's kind of where I realize that when my shots aren't falling or I'm not making plays on the offensive end, I know that's where I hang my head on the defensive end. And those plays just helped me stay locked in even when my shots weren't falling early. And that gave me a huge advantage and helped me feel confident moving forward and to make that three and stuff.
So. Obviously, that was a really big time shot. Did some of that earlier, if it was Northwestern, Indiana, some of those other games where you're knocking down threes, every game is different, I get it, but knowing that you've hit those big shots before, did that help you just go ahead and let it fly against Montana?
Yeah, for sure. I think those games have definitely given me the confidence just to know that I can do it. I am capable of making multiple threes in a game. And then just too, that Big Ten tournament, I think I was a little slump before that, and when I think like eight games or some without making a three, and just staying confident. I know me and Coach Reeve went out to the YMCA before that game and just got some extra shots, and just to see how much they cared, how much he believed in me. I think that Michigan State game really stepped up my confidence again, and then moving forward, I just knew that my teammates and coaches want me to shoot, and that's when we're at our best, when all five guys out there are a threat. So just super grateful for my teammates and coaches for believing in me, giving me confidence, and then going out there and making that shot's awesome.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Steven. You have tournament experience. You've done this before, but that being said, does it still take a few minutes to just like, okay, everything's different. We're in your locker room. You have more media stuff, but just go play. It's basketball, and maybe a couple minutes after the tip, it settles in.
Yeah, for sure. Being part of it, and like you kind of know what to expect. You know the band's going to be playing at your first media open practice and little stuff like that, that as a new guy, your eyes are out pretty wide and wide open, and just kind of everything's new, and the environment's pretty big. But being here and being in the moment, you kind of know what to expect, and don't let your head get wandering off and stuff like that. So I think we all kind of had that mentality of staying locked in, staying focused, and once the ball was tipped, we were all pretty locked in, and we knew with the task at hand, and we knew we had to go out there and win. So I think that experience helps a lot, just keeping everyone grounded, staying locked in.
Locked in and focused, but still smiling and having fun. I was with Crow. You guys, you're having casual conversations with the Montana guys and just really trying to enjoy the moment.
Yeah, and I think that's when our team's at our best. I think everyone has a different type of locked in or when they're focused, and I think we've done a great job. I think that's what makes this team so special, is everyone has the freedom to be themselves, and whatever they have to do to get themselves ready for the game, we all do. And for us, we know that when we have a smile on our face, when we're playing with joy, that's when we're at our best. So it might not look like we're always the most locked in, we know when we're at our best and what it takes to be, and we love playing with that joy, having fun, and getting the fans into it for sure.
Comments from Badgers senior Carter Gilmore at the latest Gilly James moments in the second half against Montana. But Butchie, he had some moments in the first half. He came in, he comes in off the bench, he and Kamari McGee come in oftentimes together, and Gilly was making plays defensively early on for Wisconsin.
Yeah, and they're going to have to do it tonight. This team has had a great season, and it doesn't have to end tonight. but they're going to need everybody to come in and do their job, because this BYU team is so deep. They play so fast. So you come in, do your job, whether it's knock down a shot, whether it's defensively plug a gap, get a steal. But we've seen that all year long, whether it's a Northwestern game for Gilly, whether it's Kamari. To me, the game that he took over was the Rutgers game. Right? Like, each of one of these guys have had times where they've come in and really had a big impact on the game. And most recently, X has had impacts in the game, whether it's, you know, the UCLA game. Like, there's different times Thursday, where he came in, I thought, gave this team a lot of energy and effort. So yeah. There's just everybody, when their number's been called, they've answered it.
It's an interesting thing, too. And Bo Ryan emphasized this in his years as a coach. Different guys develop at different speeds. You know, you all want somebody to be great today. And maybe with X, it's taken time. And as you get late into the season, into the postseason, things are coming together. We've seen it's not just a snapshot. We have seen some pretty good work from him here in recent games. And in a night like this, he could be pretty important. Obviously, with his athleticism, he's got length. And you mentioned it in Indianapolis. He showed a little grit.
There's no question.
That was a little bit different. Like he took it up a notch. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the interesting thing with this game is it's going to be there's going to be times where someone's going to have to step up. That's just what it is. You got two really good teams. We saw the game in front of us with two really good teams. That's where we're at. We're at the round 32. There's really good teams playing all the time. And now you look at overall, and I remember a game I played in. We played Kansas State, and Greg Steenstra had a great game in the round of 32. Don't want to say it came out of kind of nowhere, but, like, it was one of those things where as it was coming towards the end of his time, like, he was getting better and better, and then there was a huge game. And so there's going to be opportunities for everybody out here to go ahead and play. And I think when you look at it, you just have to handle the emotions of what this is.
Yeah, key point there, Butchie, because we talked about this BYU team has the firepower, and as much as you want to prevent those 10, 12-point runs, there's a good chance BYU is going to get one of those. How do you answer that? This Badger team has shown an ability to have good answers to that, and they may very well need that ingredient here tonight.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things that it's out there in college basketball world, something called kill shots, right? If you score a 10-0 run, if you have a 10-0 run, the chance of you winning that game is 71%. I talked about it about an hour ago. I'll tell you the keys, right? Wisconsin, they've got to rebound the basketball. BYU, 11.1 offensive rebounds. You can't give up offensive rebounds. The three-point shooting, BYU takes 10.7, Wisconsin 9.9. Both top 30 in the country as far as transition defense, what you need to do. But to me, there's one thing as far as the numbers that can't tell. When you look at the game, there will be a run. There will be a run. How do both teams? Because Wisconsin is going to make a run. I truly believe that.
Yep.
How do both teams handle when the other team goes on the run? There's no numbers for that. There's no analytics for that. I can give you all the Atlantic analytics. We have it on our boards. But this is what makes March special, is you know what each team wants to do. You know how they want to do it. They're good at what they want to do. And you're probably not going to be able to take them out of it a whole lot because they're a really good team. There's a reason Wisconsin's been good for a while, because we were really good at what we did.
That's right.
And most people couldn't stop what we did. Now, the other teams we were playing, they were good at what they did, too. So how do you handle that when things don't go your way, or as simple as when you don't make shots? I mean, you can do everything you want on the offensive end, create wide-open looks, and you don't knock them down. Okay, that happens. How do you adjust to make sure that the other team doesn't go on a long run? Because that's how a building changes. That's how a game changes. And these teams are both good enough to go on quick runs based on the way that they shoot the basketball.
And one thing, I don't think we've talked a whole lot about free throw shooting here in a pregame show.
That's about
an hour 45 old.
Correct.
Still another 13, 14 minutes before this game tips. 7:27, by the way, Central Time is the tip time. The Badgers remain the top free throw shooting team in the country. BYU is so-so.
Yes. Now, part of it is because their bigs are not great, and that's where the number gets skewed a little bit. But their bigs get to the free throw line a good amount because they're physical, they're aggressive.
Yep.
They still get to the free throw line. You know, it's one of those things that the percentage is what it is.
But with the Badgers, four of the five starters average better than 80%
yeah.
at the foul line. And the fifth is close. Nolan Winter's 77%. Tanjay is 91%. He can hit the outside shot. We know that. But he was 9 for 9 at the foul line.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think with this kind of game, if you can get to the free throw line with frequency, that could be a critical component for the Badgers here tonight.
And in that Montana game, John, had 7 fouls drawn. You look at John Blackwell, 4 fouls drawn. That's 11 fouls right there just by the two of those guys attacking. I talked about it. I don't like talking about the officials a whole lot. They do the best that they can do with this. I just don't know how physical they're going to let them be. Yeah. I've been watching the NCAA tournament. It looks like they're letting guys play a little bit more than normal. Mm-hmm. Not that that's a good thing. You just have to make the adjustment. To be honest, that's kind of the way it's always been. Mm-hmm. When you've gotten into March and you've gotten into the NCAA tournament, it seems to be a little bit more physical. And I'm all for that as a player because, I don't want to get a cheap one and have to sit out on the bench when I'm trying to do everything the way that I'm supposed to. Now, how do you adjust to that? How do you adjust to it if it's a tight whistle? How do you adjust to it if it's a loose whistle? That's one of those things you always have to. Looking at the officials, not a lot of, familiarity there between the officials on the game today.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's a little potluck, but to your point in general, I remember Dick Bennett talked about that a lot in his time as Wisconsin's coach. I mean, it was obviously a very defensive-oriented team. The team that went to the Final Four averaged a shade less than 60 points a game, but the defense was, as they said, they had shirts. Our defense is offensive, but it was always his thought that in the tournament, They're gonna let you go.
Oh yeah.
And it worked certainly to his advantage 25 years ago. And it could be a little hit and miss.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right though. The games that either in person or the games watching, back at the hotel, they've let these guys bang around a little bit. So we'll see if that bodes well or see who that bodes better for
sure.
The two teams out here today. Michigan winning the game in front of us as the Wolverines took down Texas A&M 91-79. So Michigan will move on to Atlanta to play either Auburn or Creighton. And we gave you that halftime score there with the Blue Jays leading 37-35. Other Big Ten teams that will be playing here, you got Oregon and Arizona. And, of course, Purdue getting through McNeese today. Illinois tomorrow will take on Kentucky. And then UCLA will later tonight will be taking on Tennessee. As for the Sunday matchups in the Big Ten involving Big Ten teams, you got Illinois against Kentucky. That's in the Midwest Regional. Maryland and Colorado State. That's a West Regional game. Michigan State and New Mexico. And an old Pac-12 rivalry, Oregon and the Big Ten these days, Oregon and Arizona, and I'm sure the old Pac-12 rivalry will be
nice and strong. Absolutely.
Which is actually a pretty interesting game. We know how good Arizona's good is. We know middle of November, quite a while ago, the Badgers put triple digits up against the Wildcats, but Arizona,
they've gotten better.
They've
gotten a lot better.
Arizona is the 4 seed, and Oregon is the number 5, so the Big Ten, as we mentioned, 10-0 so far in this NCAA tournaments with the Badgers next up here in Denver, Colorado, against a BYU team that on Thursday won its first NCAA tournament game since 2012 when the Cougars beat Iona. We mentioned they're trying to get to their first Sweet 16 since 2011. Ironically, the BYU and Wisconsin programs were on a path to play each other in New Orleans. But BYU bowed out to Florida. Wisconsin lost to Butler. The Bulldogs were marching to their second straight national championship game where they ended up losing to UConn. But the programs were in the same city 13 years ago, both losing in the Sweet 16. BYU to Florida, Wisconsin to Butler. Now they're trying to get there. Badgers, of course, trying to get to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2017. Again, tip time will be about 9 minutes away now. It's 7:27 Central Time in Denver. We had a packed house for the first game. We'll see how many of the Michigan fans hang around, and we talk about cheering for fellow Big Ten teams. Do you think they will?
I hope so. I hope so. Because it is. It's good for the league. I mean, it's one of those things. I remember a couple of years ago when the league was so good during the regular season, did not fare well in the NCAA tournament. Now people say it wasn't the best league. I've said this to you. I said, the SEC is the best league. It is. Now, I didn't trust them in March. There is something to be said about the having to go up against the competition when a league is that deep every single night.
Yeah,
I do think it wears on a conference. I do, and I think we're starting to see a little bit with the SEC. We'll see. But it's for the Big Ten, it's great. Purdue, they obviously have to play McNeese State. They were bigger, stronger, and they answered that. Michigan, been in a bunch of tough games. They had the answer. When you look at Maryland, that's a game that you probably should, but I'm intrigued with the Illinois, UCLA, that Matt, those who they have. I think that'll really tell me how good the league has kind of been this year.
There's a long way to go, but there's a delicious scenario that they're on a path right now with Michigan winning today in the South Regional. It is not beyond the realm of possibility that Michigan and Michigan State will play each other
correct.
In the regional final. Now, obviously, Michigan State has to get through New Mexico. You got Ole Miss and Iowa State. Obviously, T.J. Otzelberger has a terrific team in Ames again. But I'm just saying, it is a possibility.
And so, it would be fun because Michigan State has really kind of controlled that. Michigan came out the first game they played, had a big lead, and then Michigan State came back and well, the one in East Lansing, the only thing everybody remembers that one is the, don't stand on the Spartan. We're going to kiss it. No, you're not. But that's because it was a 30-point game.
I mean, that's right.
That's because it was a 30-point game. That's the only reason we remember that whole thing. So it's that would be fun. That would be juicy. And the beautiful thing about it is it'd mean that there'd be a Final Four team in the Big Ten. So that would be a good thing.
How do you like doing 5-plus hours of radio on your off day?
This is the best thing about this. Honestly, like, we get paid to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, we get paid to do this. Like,
yeah.
It's absolutely awesome. This is what, as a player you wanted, as a fan, and as a basketball junkie like I am, there's not a better spot to be than right here, right now, a minute and a half away from hearing the introductions and tipping this thing off and seeing a really good basketball game, because I think that's what is ahead of us, is a really good basketball team between two teams. I've talked about it a lot, but BYU, I really think them and Florida are probably the two hottest teams coming into the NCAA tournament. And we'll see what Wisconsin has as far as defense intensity and offensively what they can do. Can they make enough shots? This Wisconsin team's been playing some pretty good basketball, too, though. Here,
yeah, they really are. Yeah, they certainly, as Greg Gard said, they got their bite back defensively in Indianapolis, held opponents to 35% shooting in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Certainly got into lockdown mode against Montana. Grizzlies were making shots in the first half, early second, and then went dry, and the Badgers were able to pull away. And to your point, though, Butchie, we all know what the changing world of college athletics right now, but once you step in here, just realize this is pretty cool when you're connected with a program that is now into round two of the NCAA tournament. It's still in. You have a packed house here in Denver. Again, they have showed out well here, the fans, not just the fan bases of the teams here, but I think just college basketball fans in Denver and the surrounding area. It has been impressive here this weekend.
And as we look around, like we thought, there's a lot of blue here.
I'm not sure if we could tap into the public address announcer or not. Now the answer is no, so I was hoping we could take a little bit of a break, but
we don't need a break. It's all right. Yeah, slap the floor and let's play some defense.
Have you had your popcorn? Are you good there?
I had that about 3 hours ago. It's amazing. I could use a refill. I mean, hey.
You're going to be killing it at halftime.
Oh,
now.
You know it. You know it.
I just hope they don't run out on you.
They might. Oh, boy.
As long
as everybody's got water, we're all right.
So this will be close to 2 hours. How long was your deal with Foster's?
I think it was close to 2 hours. Okay. Yeah. Now that was a little different. We had a hoop that was the wrong thing. We had overtime. This is just March. I mean, this is just big TV operation saying, hey, we don't want to start till we can get Prime CBS located. I mean, that's what this is. Somebody's paying some bills right now.
That's right. It is a television show, but it's fun to be a part of it here on the audio platform side. Wisconsin and BYU. Again, the Cougars entered this round 25-9. They went 14-6 in the Big 12 Conference regular season. Beat Iowa State. Then they were knocked out by Houston in that tournament. The Badgers 27-9, the runner-up in the Big Ten tournament for the second consecutive year. The 27 wins, the most for Wisconsin basketball since the 2016-17 season. So again, you're starting fives. You got Moet Mag averaging 6 points, a couple of rebounds a game. Keba Keita, beg your pardon, 7 points, 8 rebounds a contest. Trevin Nell, 9 points a game. Yegor Demon, their 6'9 lead guard at 10.5 points, about 4 rebounds, better than 5 assists. And Richie Saunders rounding out the starting five, 16 points, 4.5 rebounds. For the Badgers up front, Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter. And the guards are John Tanjay, Max Klesmet, and John Blackwell. Michael Reed, Lee Cassell, and Chance Moore are your officials here for this second round matchup here in Denver. The Badgers, as the 3 seed, will have the home uniforms, the player designed home whites, cardinal and little black trim, BYU with the dark blue unis and the little lighter blue and white trim. Actually, the black unis for BYU as they get ready to come out. They are being introduced. Kevin Young, the first-year head coach of the BYU Cougars. So we are finally about set to go. Wisconsin and BYU, round of 32 from Ball Arena in downtown Denver, Colorado. This Badger group has been nice and loose. Social media team's been putting out some pretty funny content.
They've been great.
The Kirk Penny impressions have been spot on. So that's been Eric Rowley and Jerry Mao and that whole crew putting together some pretty fun stuff. And that is, I've said this before multiple times, a common thread of the better teams I've seen in Wisconsin is that there's a goofy nature to the team. When it's time to work, they work. But they're having a lot of fun along the way, a team that genuinely gets along. Is it required? Maybe not, but it sure is good when they can. Well, Greg has mentioned many times, the best teams he's been around have been the teams that have liked being around one another, and this team certainly seems to fit that category.
That's usually the case. That's usually the case, is you've got to play together, you got to be together, and you have to play as one, and that's what this team has done, and hopefully here they play like one for another 40 minutes.
All right, we'll find out. The BYU fans in abundance. We see some red throughout Ball Arena as well. I think there will be plenty of energy here in the building here for this second and final game here in Denver, Colorado. Badgers break their huddle. Likewise, BYU. As the round of 32 about to begin here between the Badgers and the BYU Cougars. 28th NCAA appearance all time for Wisconsin. Badgers starting five, one final huddle. And now Stephen Crowell will step into the center circle with Keba Keita. Keba Keita, transfer from Utah. Great guard, mentioned in the pregame show, the Badgers actually thought might have a chance to get him when he left the Utes, but not the case.
Big athletic five man.
Keita stands 6'9", Crowell the 7-footer. As the officials get everybody lined up, as we are set to go, Wisconsin and BYU, round of 32 of this NCAA tournament. Toss and tap to BYU. Cougars move to our left, and we are underway. Demon against Blackwell, now picked up by Max Klesmet. Keita with the high screen, and they whip a pass to Moet Mag. Tries a three, missed it right corner. Saunders the offensive rebound, right block. Back out to Yegor Demon. Left-hand dribble, left lane line, stops, fades, flips, hits. And they get second chance points right away.
And then first thing we said, offensive rebounds. We get another one, they get 2 points out of it.
Badgers moving to our right in the first half, and John Blackwell will set the floor. BYU man-to-man here to start. As we mentioned, they will play some zone from time to time. Stephen Crowell against Keita. Starting to back, right block, floats it up right hand, good, and we're tied at 2 in the opening minute.
Good start getting the ball in the post. Just getting an easy bucket.
But the ball is Saunders on the right side. Lightning fast release. Flips a three. Splashed it from the right corner. He will waste no time. And it's 5-2 BYU. A minute gone by. Blackwell up front for Wisconsin. They throw to Nolan Winter outside left. Feeds Klusman at the top of the circle. Glides to the right side. Whips it to Winter. Bouncing to crowd. Deflected by Keita. Stolen away. Here comes Demon. Yegor Demon. Weaves to the line. Drops it back to Keita. To the rim. Finger roll is good. Keita Keita in transition.
And that's a transition basket and an offensive rebound. Not a great start for Wisconsin. It's early though.
7-2 BYU. A minute and a half into the game. Klusman throwing to Crow. He'll hoist up a three. Left side. Money. Steven Crow with the first five for the Badgers.
We talked with BYU's assistant coach. The bigs were going to have to make three. That's a good one.
Richie Saunders outside right off a high screen, throwing to Demon between the circles. 7-5 BYU, minute 45 in. Demon outside right. Blackwell with a tight defense. Starting a pass to Mowat Mag against Nolan Winter. Throws it back up top. Demon between the wheels. Kills the dribble, feeds Mag, puts it on the deck, right of the lane, fadeaway, baseline right, in and out, no good. Rebound, John Tanjay for Wisconsin. 2 minutes in, 7-5 BYU. Tanjay to the front court against Mowat Mag. They throw out the crowd, rotates to Winter, feeds Blackwell, drives baseline left. Blackwell into a double team, gets it out of there to Tanjay. He'll try a three right of the circle, off the left side of the rim, no good. K to the rebound. 7-5 BYU. We're 2:20 into the game. Here's Saunders driving. Reverse layup. Good. Going right to left.
Got to load in transition. And that's what I mean. We talked a lot about it. BYU's going to play fast in transition.
9-5 BYU. 2.5 minutes in. Crowd not ready for that pass from Klesman. Couldn't control it. Another turnover as Keita came up with it. And here comes Saunders up the right sideline. He'll feed Demon. Rotates to Mag. Quick pass Trevin Nell. Left corner. Tossed it back to Mag. And they'll run their offense. 9-5 BYU, opening 3 minutes of the game. Demon right of the lane, skips at the Mag, left wing. He'll toss it back out front to Nell, feeds Yegor Demon. Shot clock is at 7. Demon against John Tanjay between the circles. K to the high screen, picked up by Crow on the switch. 3 in the air, Demon hit the front rim, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It will belong to
BYU.
BYU, yep.
Yeah. Got to find bodies right now.
Yep.
Just a couple of things. Loose ball situations and a couple turnovers early on that just we haven't seen a lot of the careless turnovers.
Carter Gilmore coming in for Nolan Winter. 3:05 gone by. 9-5 BYU. Inbounds pass to Yegor Demon. Demon off the Saunders screen to the right side. Feeds Keita. Top of the circle. Hands off Trevin Nell. Nell left lane line. Circles out to the wing. Shot clock at 8. Throws it back out to Demon. Klesman digs in. Demon between the circles. Riding off to the left, 3 to shoot, 2 to shoot, deep 3, Demon,
Max.
And he missed it. He was fouled by Klusman, and that's a 3-shot foul. Yegor Demon with a shot clock winding down, and Badgers making some mistakes here in the early minutes.
And they're letting them play physical. Okay, so the Wisconsin guards are doing a really good job of getting into Demon. Okay, that being said, with his length, he's able to raise up, and that's why Max was able to get him there. And that's where Max needs to just give just enough cushion where when they both raise up because of his Denham's length, he's not going to touch him.
First free throw for Demon, nothing but net. He's 67.5% for the free throw line. 10-5 BYU, 16-36 left in the first half. Demon averages 10.5 points per game. He is shooting 3 here, and he is good with the first 2. And now Kamari McGee will come in for Max Klusman. 11-5 BYU. Wisconsin with a couple of early turnovers. And BYU is converted into points as Denon hits all three at the foul line. He has 5 points early on, 12-5 the Cougars. And they're picking up a little bit in the backcourt, but across the midstripe goes Kamari McGee. Double teamed, almost had it knocked loose. Feeds Blackwell, John right of the lane. And he retreats, loops it to Tanjay. John probes, steps back right wing. Kicks it out to Blackwell. 3 shots straight on, straight in for Blackwell. And it's 12-8 BYU, 3:45 into the game. Richie Saunders to the front court, K to the high screen, a throw to Demon, flips to K to top of the circle. David Keita at the top, hands off to Mowat Mag, right of the circle, left hand toss to Demon. Pass fake left, moves right, slips it into Mag, feeds Keita low on the left, layup good, nicely executed.
And that pocket pass, there needs to be more bodies in the paint, so those can't happen.
14-8 BYU, 15:48 left first half. Gilmore throws to Blackwell high on the left, loops at the crowd, and got fouled by Keita.
Yep.
That'll be his first. We'll have our first media timeout of the game. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And America Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive Badger fan content and more. 15:45 left of the first half. BYU 14, Wisconsin 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This broadcast of the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship is authorized under broadcast rights granted by the NCAA through Westwood One. It is intended solely for the private non-commercial use of our audience. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of this broadcast without the express written consent of the NCAA and Westwood One is strictly prohibited. 15:45 left in the first half. BYU 14, Wisconsin 8.
You look at BYU 4 points or 5 points off turnover, 6 points in the paint, and 5 points off second chance. That's why Wisconsin's down six. It's that simple.
Maury McGee will inbound for Wisconsin. Baseline left. Useni Traore, big stocky guy in the lineup. Inbounds pass, knocked away, stolen. Here comes Mag on the run. He'll bounce to Saunders to the rim. Layup, good. More points off turnovers.
And BYU's so good at that end line out of bounds defense, they got a steal on it.
16-8, BYU, 4.5 minutes into the game. Carter Gilmore out front, throwing to Blackwell, high on the left. Blackwell feeds McGee back out to Blackwell. They wrap the Winter. Now it's Tanjay high in the right. Tanjay snaps off a three off the rim and out. No good. Traore the rebound. Got tied up by Kamari McGee. Good work by Kamari. Held ball. Arrow, Wisconsin.
It just feels like Wisconsin just needs to take a deep breath.
Yeah.
We've seen three of these turnovers that you just don't see. Here's another end line out of bounds opportunity for Wisconsin. BYU is very good. They're going to change the defense, trap the corner, try to avoid the corner so that they don't trap because there's a trap.
Inbounds pass to Nolan Winter, and he gets double teamed. Finds McGee left of the circle, throws to Gilmore. Three feeds McGee high on the left, 10 to shoot. Tanjay Will, left corner, three is over everything, but he got fouled, and that will be a three-shot foul. Dallin Hall with the contact. That'll be his first, and Tanjay will shoot three.
Good ball movement, and it helps to be 7 feet for Nolan Winter. If you're going to throw the ball in the corner, you throw it to the seven-footer, mm-hmm. and he's able to throw it over the top of everybody. And then John was just sitting in that corner, just waiting.
Tanjay, a 91% free throw shooter coming into the second round, and the first one rolls around and out. He was 9 for 9 on Thursday against Montana. 15:03 left in the first half. It is 16-8, Montana leading Wisconsin. Second of three on the way for Tanjay, and that'll rattle through for his first point of the game. Max Klesman re-enters for Kamari McGee. One more coming for John Tanjay. 688 points he has scored this season. Third best single season in Wisconsin basketball history. As Tanjay splashes the third free throw, gets two out of three. And it's six. And up the floor comes Yegor Demon. 16 to 10. BYU. Traore hands off to Saunders. The runner right hand. An air ball grabbed underneath by John Blackwell. Here comes Blackwell, front court, left side, crosses over, down the lane, leaves it, Winter, low on the left, layup good. Little drive and dish, and the Badgers are within four.
And defensively, the reason there was an air ball by BYU, Wisconsin's defense was compacted together.
Allen Hall off the Traore ball screen, top of the circle, 16-12 BYU, 14 and a half left in the half, Traore moving in on Winter, up right hand, back rim no, rebound Tanjay for Wisconsin. Badgers another stop, Blackwell right sideline of the front court. Allen Hall defending. Winter tries a three. Left of the circle. Off the rim short. No good. Rebound Traore of BYU. Ahead to Allen Hall. Front court left wing. Gives it to Yegor Demon. Right lane line. Pivots. Fade away. Right elbow jumper. Around it out. No good. Traore the rebound. Knocked away by Gilmore. Into the hands of Nolan Winter. And here comes Blackwell. Right side of the front court for Wisconsin. 14 minutes left in the half. As Winter has a pass intended for Klesman, knocked out of bounds by Saunders. 16-12 BYU. Crowell back in. Xavier Amos will come in. Winter and Gilmore will sit down. And Mihailo Boskovic will come in for BYU. He did not play against VCU. Played just 5 minutes against Houston in the Big 12 tournament.
And only averages 11 on the season.
Inbounds pass to Blackwell outside left. High screen Amos. 13:50 left in the half, 16-12 BYU. Here's Tanjay, darts it into Amos, low on the left, takes it right, reverse, layup rolls off the rim and out, no good, Traore the rebound. Here's Boskovic to the front court, feeds Traore, top of the circle. So he's a burly guy, this Traore, 6'6", about 260. Trey Stewart in the game, outside left, loops it inside, Traore catches, Amos defends, back out Stewart. Boskovic tries a three, up top, short, rebound, Tanjay for Wisconsin. And Tanjay on the run. Tanjay, baseline right. Slows it down, finds Crowell, wraps to Amos, turns to Klesman on the left wing. Max darts at the Crowell. He'll send it to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay took a look, feeds Crowell, give and go. Tanjay low on the right, pushed it up and in. Give and go, it is 16-14 BYU. 13:05 left in the half.
And this is the pace we expected. And Hex missed that layup. I grabbed your shoulder. I apologize.
That's all right.
It was a close one. One of those you got to finish in this type of game.
Here's Hall, left lane. I think Traore low on the right. And he lays it up and in.
He does such a good job of carving out space. You got to meet that. You got to get physical earlier up there.
18-14 BYU, 12:40 left in the half. Amos outside right, flips to Tanjay. He'll try a three. Off the rim, no good. Boskovic the rebound for BYU. And up the floor comes Dawson Baker for the Cougars. 6'4 redshirt junior, snaps off a three. Rattles out, no good from right of the circle. Rebound, last touched and goes out of bounds. Two Badgers in pursuit, neither could grab it. Is deflected out of bounds as Kamari McGee will come back in for the Badgers, replacing John Blackwell.
And right now, the physicality around the rim, Wisconsin needs to be a little bit more physical. Start that battle farther out because BYU bigs, they're carving out enough space there to get their hands on ball.
Dawson Baker averaging 7.5 points a game. Inbounds baseline left to Traore, left wing. Hands it back to Baker. Turns to Boskovic, right of the circle. Flips to Baker between the arcs. 18-14 BYU. Baker throws right side. Boskovic feeds Baker top of the circle. Turns down the screen for Traore, but a foul is called. They'll get Kamari McGee. That'll be his first. 18-14, the Cougars lead Wisconsin with 12-12 left in the half.
Man, and BYU's guards, all of them, they're really good at creating contact if you get up into them. And that's where that foul occurred with Kamari.
Both teams with two fouls. Jack Janicki coming in for Tanjay. And we're approaching the under 12 media, so a little more rest time for Tanjay. Inbounds pass to Dallin Hall, loops to Traore, top of the circle. Traore with a dribble handoff to Baker, turns to Boskovic, stamps off the three, left side, good. He's only 26% from distance, 21-14 BYU, 12 minutes left in the half.
I know.
Now it works. Here comes Klesman off the left wing. Pivots in the lane. In traffic. Throws up a tough shot. Missed it off the left side iron. And the rebound to Baker. Dawson Baker up the floor for BYU. Now Trey Stewart hits the brakes left wing. Gets to Traore. Hands it back to Stewart. Left of the lane. The runner right hand. Banked it in. Trey Stewart gives the Cougars a 9-point lead. 23-14. 11:30 left in the first half. Here's Xavier Amos, fakes the three, starts to go, getting tied up, double teamed, protecting the basketball, needs help, and he finds Crowell top of the arc. Badgers reset with 15 to shoot. Jack Janicki stops, feeds McGee, right corner, working baseline on Hall, goes to the cup, reverse layup, just got gobbled up by Traore. Here comes Dawson Baker on the run. Back is Janicki, a flea to Boscovich, tries a three, left side, off the rim, no good. Crowell taps it to Janicki. 11:02 left in the half, 23-14 BYU.
On a 7-0 run, too, something we talked about. Game of runs. Let's see. Execute here, get a basket, stop this run.
Here's Crowell backing on Traore. Right block, Crowell turns up right hand. Nobody was fouled by Fuseni Traore. That'll be his first as we are at the under 12 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. And with more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 10:50 left in the first half. BYU 23, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated wood fencing, lumber, and decking. All easy to load in our convenient drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or on Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The unexpected happens at Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. And the story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at Madison.com/story. BYU in a 7-point run, 10:50 left in the half. BYU 23, Wisconsin 14.
Points from turnovers, BYU 7, Wisconsin 0. Points in the paint, BYU 12, Wisconsin 4. Second chance points, BYU 8, Wisconsin 2. Fast break points, BYU 6, Wisconsin 0. Bench points, we talked about depth, BYU 7, Wisconsin 0. Giving you all the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly why you're down.
Yep.
That's the positive. You have not played a good 10 minutes the way you've normally played. Okay? You have the answers in front of you. You have the answers to the test. Now, stop turning the ball over. Start getting some offensive rebounds yourself. That's what they did the last possession.
And
right?
Steve,
BYU's on that run. Feed the post. Now Steve goes to the free throw line for two.
He's an 81.5% free throw shooter. He has 5 points early on here tonight. First free throw for Crowell is good. Badgers 82.7% as a team at the foul line.
And he stopped the 7-0 run.
Yep.
You don't let it get to 10, 12.
Second free throw for Crowell is good. He hit them both. And it's 23-17, or excuse me, 23-16 BYU. Moskovich to the front court. They'll throw to Hall, left of the circle against Blackwell. High screen, Traore. Blackwell works over. Hall in the lane, goes into Traore. In the paint, goes up right hand, good. He got deep, and
that's
another bucket.
You said the word, he got deep. Can't let him bury you.
25-16 BYU, 10:30 left in the first half. Blackwell outside right, feeds Crowell top of the circle. Nothing inside, couple of dribbles to his left, gives it to Tanjay. Tanjay flips to Gilmore, refeeds Tanjay high on the left. He's with Trey Stewart, a good defender. Tanjay out to Crowell, good look at a three. Left side, off the rim, no good. And a whistle inside, foul call. They're going to get BYU here.
Absolutely.
They're going to get Saunders, or check that, Dawson Baker.
Baker, and it's all because Kurt Gilmore's carving out space. He said, how do you stop it? You knew what they were doing by getting second chance points, offensive rebound. Wisconsin's now doing that. Get another possession.
Team foul number four on BYU. Blackwell, baseline left, will inbound.
There's a trap.
Get it into Crow, and they've got him trapped. He whips it into Gilmore at the left elbow. Gilly puts it on the floor in the lane, kicks it to Blackwell. Wide open three, right side off the back rim, no good. Crow trying to back tap. It'll go out of bounds to BYU.
Wisconsin 2-7 from three right now, and they're open looks.
Yeah,
they're open looks. 2-8, excuse me. They're open looks.
Halfway through this first half, 25-16, BYU leads Wisconsin. Milo Boskovic to the front court. He'll throw to Hall between the circles. Trying to worry the high screen. Hall kicks it right side. Three in the air for the corner is an air ball, and the rebound comes down to Klesman. Boskovic missing badly there. Max to the front court, feeds Crow. Throwing to Blackwell high on the left off the Crow screen. Blackwell probes, now takes it above the three-point line. Bounces to Crow high on the left. Now to Gilmore with 15 to shoot. Gilmore sends to Tanjay. Tanjay at the right point. Trey Stewart defending. Throwing to Crow. Badgers working the perimeter. Klesman for three, left of the circle.
Not bricked a good it. Shot.
Nope. Was not squared up as he bricked it wide right. Here comes Baker in the lane. Got tied up by
Travel.
Gilmore, and he
absolutely
walked with
yes.
the ball. Now it's Carter Gilmore again helping make that turnover happen. As Saunders will come back in. Line change now for BYU. 9:21 left in the half. 25-16 BYU.
And offensively, they just need to breathe right now. You've got good looks. You got to step up, get your feet set, knock them down. And then the other thing, try to drive a little bit more. I haven't had that. And there's some driving lanes available.
Amari McGee throwing to Carter Gilmore high on the left. Feeds Blackwell against Saunders. Blackwell at the top. Back pedals a little bit. High screen from Nolan Winter, a throw to Gilmore, feeds John Tanjay on the left side, 15 to shoot. Tanjay driving on Stewart in the lane, bodies on the floor, ball is loose, foul is called. And John Tanjay going a little running back mode there, got tripped up. And that'll be team foul number five on BYU. I think that's going to be on Stewart, and it is.
And what did I just say? What do they need to do? Just drive. I mean, put your head down, you've done it all year long, you're really good at it.
Inbounds pass to Nolan Winter, out to McGee. Badgers down nine, 9 minutes left in the first half. Blackwell high on the left. He'll throw to Winter, right point. Refeeds Blackwell at the top. Demon defending. Blackwell pull up, mid-range jumper off the rim short. And the rebound to Kabakata of BYU. Demon a lead feed to Saunders on the left side. Throws it out to Stewart. He'll try a three left of the circle. That's an air ball. It's caught by Trevin Nell. Kept it alive. Back out to Stewart. And it's Yegor Demon as BYU resets with 15 on the shot clock. 25-16 BYU. Demon, left-hand dribble, stops, turns it out to Stewart on the right side against Nolan Winter. Small versus a big. Stewart in the lane, leaning, tough shot, knocked away. It'll go out of bounds. It will belong to BYU with 3.6 on the shot clock.
And Nolan uses his length there. Really good job by moving his feet without fouling.
8:20,
3.6 on the shot clock here. You have to stay attached.
8:25 left of the half, 25-16 BYU. The Badgers have missed 9 of their last 10 shots. Yegor Demon, baseline right, inbounds to Nell, right side, dangerous shooter, one to shoot, and a
they
shot clock violation.
Yes, absolutely.
They were unaware, and Kevin Young is furious with his guys. One extra pass there to Mowat Mag, and the shot clock expired.
Maybe this gets this Wisconsin team going a little bit. Some defensive stops.
Crowell in, Gilmore out. 8:20 left in the half, 25-16 BYU. Crow hands off to Tanjay, off the Crow screen. Tanjay, left foul line extended. Jumper is off the rim, no good. Rebound, Yegor Demon. Badgers remain stone cold. Here comes Saunders, riding right of the lane against Kamari McGee. Saunders throws out to Demon between the circles. K to the high screen. Demon stops left elbow. Throws it to Nell. Nell will drive, swoops to the rim. Layup is good. First points for Trevin Nell. 27-16 BYU. 7:45 left of the first half. Tanjay against Mag, baseline right. Pinned inside, finds McGee and missed the layup inside. Another chippy miss by Wisconsin. Saunders to the front court. He'll throw to Demon between the circles, and he got fouled by Kamari McGee.
That's
two.
Second.
2-1 McGee now. And the Badgers missing a couple of chip shots. They're 0 for their last 9, 1 of their last 12. We're at the under 8 media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 7:34 left in the first half. BYU 27, Wisconsin 16. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. From hitches to ratchet straps and everything in between, we've got your hauling needs covered. ToeSmart designs and manufactures tough, durable steel towing products that resist rust and corrosion. Check out the complete lineup of ToeSmart hitch balls and towing accessories in-store. And don't forget to view the rest of our deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap, to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Badger fans, tonight's game brought to you in part by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
7 minutes, 34 seconds left in the first half. BYU 27, Wisconsin 16.
And BYU's up, but it's not because of the way they're shooting the ball from three. They're 2 of 8, Wisconsin's 2 of 9. It's points in the paint right now. BYU 16, Wisconsin 4.
Kamari McGee on the bench with the two fouls. Jack Janicki back in there. Yegor Demon finds Saunders. Quick release three up top. Good. Second three-point hit for Saunders, and the lead is 14 for BYU, 30 to 16. 7:20 left in the first half. Little danger zone in the first half for Wisconsin. Let's see what kind of answer it has. Klesman outside right. Max throws it out to Crow. Wide of the circle. Refeeds Klesman on the right wing. Ball screen from Crow. Max will leave it for Crow. Back to Klesman. Baseline right. Almost lost the handle. Bounces it out to Crow. He'll try a three right of the circle. Good.
And he's going to have that. I mean, they're going to give that shot to Big Steve. He's got to step up. That was a 7-0 run by BYU. Stopped by Wisconsin.
30-19, BYU. 6:50 left in the half. Here's Mag. He'll try a three right side right. Back at you. Oh, it Mag. 39% from three. They describe him a bit as a 3-and-D player, and he shows a three-point ability there.
He's turned himself into it.
He sure has. 33-19 BYU, 6:32 left in the half. Here's Klesman. He'll try a three. Got it. First points for Max Klesman, 33-22. The Cougars, 6:24 left in the half. Trevin Nell, left side of the front court, going to Cata, top of the circle, crowd defense. Cata will leave it for Nell. Took a look, puts it on the deck, drives the lane. One pump, low on the right, goes up, knocked away, and it comes down to Crow. Outlet to Janicki. Jack up the right sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Saunders is back defensively. Janicki gives it up to Crow. He'll flip it to Blackwell. Driving on Mag, baseline left in the lane. Strong take to the rim, layup good. Good attack from Blackwell, 33-24 BYU, 5:55 left in the half. And I think maybe a delay of game warning here. Blackwell.
There's going to be a hit. I like this, though. There's a little conversation between Blackwell and Denham, but I like this. There's a little bit of energy that's needed. There's a little bit of an injection of, okay, we're done with this.
Mm-hmm. Gilmore in, Crow out. 5:54 remaining in the first half, 33-24, BYU leading Wisconsin.
Right now, BYU has a really good flow offensively. Maybe this stops it a little bit.
Fallon Hall up the floor. Trevin Nels sits down. Hall bounces to Demon. He's against Blackwell. Yegor Demon, the 6'9 freshman, left open. He'll try a three, and it's good again. He hit a couple of three threes against VCU. Hits one here, 36-24 BYU, 5:30 left in the first half. Here's Winter for three, left of the circle, off the rim, no good, and it'll go out of bounds to BYU. First three-point hit a moment ago this game for Yegor Demon, just 28% from three. We mentioned he did some damage from long range against VCU. 12-point lead for the Cougars, 5:20 left in the half. All throwing to Saunders. Saunders off the Kata screen, right lane line, into a double team. Puts it up left hand, missed it back rim, got his own rebound, low on the right, back up and in. More second chance points for BYU. And Greg Gard will take a timeout as the lead is 14 for the Cougars. We'll take a break as well. 5 minutes, 7 seconds left in the first half. BYU 38, Wisconsin 24. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in